Once upon a time, 2 years ago, I met Ashley Ahrens, a young maiden, really an attorney, who was hoping to buy her first castle, really a condo. She was all set to decorate. She even had the color palette in her head.
Light blue, dark browns, and like khaki, beachy, sandy colors.
Ahrens came to the market pre-approved and with a strong credit rating, but she couldn't seem to beat those evil stepsisters, the cash buyers. Property values weren't appraising even close to their asking prices. Today, though, the numbers are working in her favor.
Same building that a year ago, my higher unit, about the same size, didn't appraise for more than 130. Same building, lower floor, now appraises for 180. Simply because the market caught up with itself.
Ahrens worked with her fairy godmother, a Coldwell Banker realtor named Elizabeth Cooper Garcia. In the last year and a half, Garcia said she put in 18 to 20 offers on her client's behalf. Then finally, a magic spell. The pair caught a break.
It was the building she had liked. She had put an offer there the year before. And when we got there, I literally had to accost the realtor. I told him, you're not going anywhere. I had Ashley stay at the apartment. I went downstairs to my car, brought the paperwork up, and I literally wrote out the contract on the counter of the kitchen, full price. I told him to leave, not to show it anymore, which of course he laughed. I begged him to please, you know, I gave him the story that we've been waiting for a long time, and he said he would see what he could do. And 2 days later, we were sweating it out, but we did finally get it accepted.
Well, it's a one-bedroom, one-bath corner unit, yay, along the Coral Way corridor. Not quite exactly where I wanted to be, but I was pretty much priced out of there. So took something that's kind of between the office and the courthouse.
What does it mean to you to have your first home now?
It sounds very, very silly. The home ownership thing is very much a, oh, okay, I'm a grown-up now. And it also, you know, it's an investment, but the rental market's through the roof. So
financially, it actually is a good decision for you because you're saying you were paying a really high rent.
The unit that I'm buying right now, I'll probably at the end of the day be making payments for principal, interest, taxes, and insurance of about $1,200. That same unit probably rents for $1,350, $1,400. 5 years down the line, if I want to go buy a house, that's just money in my pocket.
How much did you pay for the property?
Contract price is $185,000. It appraised out to $180,000. Thankfully, I had enough cash to make up that $5,000 difference from what the bank is going to lend to me.
And so this fairy tale ends with the maiden, the attorney, purchasing her first castle, a one-bedroom, one-bathroom condo along Coral Way. We wish that she lives happily ever after.
Karen Burkett, WLRN, Miami Herald News.
Any questions? Just follow Karen on Twitter at KB Miami.